All right, that was a little bit of John Fahey there, left over from the previous show. And this is Folk Espresso. It's 5:30 in the morning, and I'm Henry. Moggy's over there, and we're taking over from Bill Merlin today. We got a little housekeeping announcement, and then we'll be back with music. Stay tuned.
This KABU program has been made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from DEX, your source for local information, in the book, on CD-ROM, or online at dexonline.com.
About a deputy sheriff from DeKalb County, Georgia. That old boy arrested me. He had every high-performance accessory known to humankind on his county pursuit vehicle. He had Goodyear polyglass wide boot Series 60 tires a foot and a half wide, with the big white letters on the side of each tire. It said, "Redneck." He had mag wheels, hooker headers, cherry bomb resonators, Delco airlift pleasurizers, spring shackles, tailpipe extensions, a Hurst four-speed gear shift, an Edelbrock high-rise manifold, a Holley four-barrel carburetor, and a Le Mans racing stripe on his Massey Ferguson tractor. He got off that thing, swaggered up to me. He said, "Boy, don't you be talking spiteful and nasty and mean at me like none of them hippy-dip communist punks come through here every day from Macon, driving them Volkswagen microbotic buses with all them sleeping bags and chemical commodes in the bed of them like some kind of mobile orgy. Now, I was writing out a ticket to one of them long-haired fruits. He leaned out the window. He said, "Baby, give me 5 cheeseburgers and a Coke." I pulled him out of that contraption and chucked his tail through a Wake Up America billboard.
And I could tell by the clothes he was wearing that this deputy was some kind of a primitive man. He had on a breech clout made out of 2 Fruhoff mud flaps. He had a styrofoam pith helmet with an STP decal on the front. Tom McCann penny loafers with quarters stuck in the top. And he was well armed in the tradition of the North Georgia law. Over his bare chest, he had 2 45 caliber bandolier belts with the cartridge loops alternately stuffed with Havatempa jewels and slim jams. Had a shoulder holster made out of a PF sneaker with a toe cut out. Carrying an axe handle, personally autographed by Lester Maddox. He said, "Son, I ain't going to give you no ticket. You're a homeboy under that hair. I'll let you off easy-like with a traffic warning citation." Now, in DeKalb County, Georgia, those warning citations are printed up in the form of bumper stickers. He went back to the tractor, and he got me a citation, peeled the brown paper off the back and licked it one time and slopped it over the back of my automobile. I went back and read it later on. It said, "Eat more possum."
I was on a little cotton phone, way back in the country. At a mule named Greek. Come here, hug me. We're gonna have to ply this in field. We ain't gonna get nothing but this to plow. See, we ain't getting nothing, period. This plowing. I mean, how agree? I said, I was way back in the country, way back in the woods, out of the cotton farm, way up in Mississippi. So he come here, Gray. That old mule would be so tired. So come here, hog, Gray. Oh, Gray. He went on down. I mean, hog, Gray, to the end. Come here, ye, Gray. We down on the little cotton farm. Say, come on, Ronnie, hog, Gray. Oh, now, ye, Gray. That old mule gets so tall. He look around at me like he this good to tell me, say, oh, I'm tired. Why don't you let me rest a while? Say, come here, ye, Gray. Oh, Gray. Come here, hog, Gray. Whoa, ye, Gray. Come on round, Jimmy. We got to try to make it now. You know, Gray, nobody alone didn't mean you. We got to make it. Now, you plowing for to get corn, but I ain't gonna get nothing but this plow. I mean, ye, mule. I don't mule. When Friday night come. That old mule looks good as Tim and say, I be so glad when Friday evening come. But it's sad the morning. I got to ride you to town, I mule. You just want to take your time, Gray, and let's get together. Oh, Gray mule. The mule went on down to the end. He turned around. Come on, Hawk Gray. Please come on now, Gray. Sad evening. Gray mule, I'm gonna come on downtown. I'm gonna hitch him to a pool. Poor mule will stand up there all day without anything to eat. Well, now, Gray, I ain't got nothing but a couple of salmon. I'm gonna offer you one of these. Like, come on, eat part of this here. The old Gray mule, he'll look at me, you know, and shake his head. I said, come on, Gray. You know what we got to do any morning? You know what we got to do any morning? Old Gray mule, this is good as Tim said, why don't you please let me rest one Sunday? But Gray mule, when your crop is laid by, you can rest a while. You can rest a while because I can walk to town. Now, Gray, you come here home. Sometime he would be sick. Sometime he'd feel well, but he mostly be tired. See, now, Gray, I don't have no medicine. Now, what kind of medicine am I get? I'm going on out there in the woods. Give me some bark. Give me some evergreen vine. I'm going to make old Gray a tea. Get some sugar and put all that in there, you know, and mix up him some, put it in his corn or his oat. So now, come on, Gray, and eat this him. Well, the next day, old Gray would feel pretty good. He looked right at me. This is good to say, I'm tired again. Why don't you please lighten up on the plow? Well, Gray, I'm going to walk along behind you. I'm toting the plow in my own. Now, what else can I do? Just lighten up a little bit more. Well, Gray, I can't lighten up no more. But I like you. Then me and Bo, old Gray on the end. Both of us get brown. Here come a wife or one of my children come along and say, Daddy, here you drink of water. That's all you brought there and the mule looking around like he wants some water. I take my hat, I vibe with old Gray. So come on, Gray, take a drink. And I'm gonna take a drink. Well, Gray Mule, the shake his head, that ain't enough for him. You know, a mule can drink a whole lot of water. Say nah, mule. Say nah, mule. If I just had a little help, I could make it. If I just had somebody to walk along and leave me, I could go on. But the mule is tired. I'm tired. Then come on. Stumble over all them hard claws all day long. Poor mule burn out and I'm burn out. But when I get to the house, I still got to keep on working. What else can I do? But at the end of the year, the old Gray mule, he has a nice long winter time. Well, the grass all dies in the winter. I still got to hustle somewhere and get feed to feed that green mule, because that's my only stand by you. That's the only thing I got to try to make another piece of bread for the next year to end. Woo, mule.
Seven times I ride, providing that wedges are good. Seven times I ride, providing that wedges are good. But I can make more money now out somewhere chopping cordwood. Seven time business ain't like it used to be. Seven time business ain't like it used to be. I can't make enough money now to even get on a spree. I ain't gonna work no more. I tell you the reason why. I ain't gonna work no more. Tell you the reason why. Because everybody wants to sell, and nobody wants to buy. You can work in the field, you can work at the sawmill too. You can work in the field, you can work at the sawmill too. But you can't make no money at nothing you try to do. So Lordy, please tell me what we seven time people are gonna do. Lordy, please tell me what we seven time people gonna do. We may work one week, but we got to lay off a month or two. Seven times is like dice to shoot you up on the new. Seven times is just like dice to shoot you up on the new. That's the reason why I got those turpentine blues.
Not so much. Am I up?
Grumble, shuffle.
Hello there. Well, that last one was Turpentine Blues, Tampa Red. And before that, we heard My Mule Gray, Emmanuel Dunn, and opened the set up with DeKalb County Deputy Sheriff, Gambler Rogers.
Well, actually, Gamble.
Okay, well, your writing is harder to read.
Yeah, yes, it is. Anyway, this is not only President's Day. Some people get this off, some don't, depending on how big your organization is. But it's also a day in Black History Month. And Emmanuel Dunn, I ran across him in a book by Studs Terkel. He was talking about singers of all kinds. And Emmanuel Dunn is sort of like George Washington Carver. He was born and his parents weren't there. And he was raised by a white family, which wasn't who weren't as nice to him as Carver's was to him. And these are, I think he's only got like three recordings out. He was recorded at Angola Prison, but he wasn't a prisoner. I think he worked on the farm there, but I'm not sure. Anyway, this is Folk Espresso. Bill Marlin's gone for the day. Jonathan's leaning in the door there, wondering what he's doing here. And we're back to music. Stay tuned.
Down in New Orleans, there's a preacher called Lowdown. Down in New Orleans, on the corner, he is found. Preaching night and day, folks are passing away. There's a good book you must show obey. And when the Lord tried to run him in, Brother Lowdown, he would say, Captain Butter, don't give me a permit for to preach in this here town. Captain Butter done told all of you cops to lay off a pole low down. Now all you satin blacks and chocolate brown, when I pass this hat around, if you want to keep from sin, drop your little nickels in. Ever and help old brother low down. Down in New Orleans, there's a dance hall called Blue Moon. Down in New Orleans, they sip and start night and noon. He went there one day and started in the fray. Said, oh, low down, you must obey. And when the folks then tried to run him out, brother low down, then he started in the fray. Now all you cosplayers, trap shooters, bootleggers, too, listen to me, sinners, I'll tell you what to do. If you don't obey me, you better be a freak, because you know I chose the razor and I wield the wicked blade. Cost me more for liquor at the place where I get to that now, you know, so don't start to drop no lead dimes in my hat at all. Huh? Lowdown must have money, so don't get him in no hole. Just keep old Lowdown, lick it up, and he'll save your soul, you understand? That I can preach in this here town. Captain Butter done told all of you cops to have respect for poor brother Lowdown. Now all you satin blacks and chocolate brown, when I pass this hat around, if you want to keep the sins off your little nickels in, and help old brother Lowdown.
Talking about a greener rock and roll promenade and dream. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Mary running to the wall. Don't you stumble, don't you fall. Don't you holler, don't you shout it when you hear me singing, come running out. Green rock and roll, promenading green. Tell me, who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? When I go Baltimore, got no carpet on my floor. I say I got no carpet on my floor. When I go to Baltimore, sing green rock and roll, a promenade in green. Tell me, who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love. See the bluebird in the sky. He don't walk, but he just flies. If he ever touch the ground, well, I know he'll die. You see the bluebird flying in the sky. Green rock road. Promenade in green. Tell me, who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Green rocky road, a promenade in green. Tell me, who do you love? 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 Who do you love?
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights dreaming of a song, the melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Beside the garden wall, when stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. And though I dreamed in vain, in my heart there always will remain my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
Was Willie Nelson, Stardust.
And there's a, I don't know if it's still out there or not, but there was a great half moon out there this morning. It was just beautiful.
And it sounded just like you were playing that all day yesterday.
I don't think so.
Before that, we heard Cakewalking Babies from Home, Clarence Williams, Blue Five, and Green Green Rocky Road, Fred Neal, and just to open that set off with Brother Lowdown, Burt Williams.
This is Folk Espresso. This is KBOO 90.7 FM, Portland, Oregon. K220HR 91.9 FM, Hood River, the Dalles, the Gorge. K264AA in Corvallis. That's 100.7 FM, Corvallis and Albany down the valley that way.
And this is Henry and Moggy. We're not Bill Merlin.
We aren't? I thought we were.
Anyway, good morning, Bill, wherever you are.
Wherever you are. And this is the President's Day, as we mentioned. We'll be scattering a few little selections throughout the morning. And I guess we'll be back to it, so stay tuned.
Tell me why you liked Roosevelt.
Poor man's friend.
That's why I liked Roosevelt.
Poor man's friend.
That's why I liked Roosevelt.
Poor man's friend.
Good God Almighty, he's the poor man's friend. 'Cause in the year of 1932, we had no idea just what we would do. All our finances had flowed away till my dad got a job with the WPA. And that's why I like Roosevelt.
Poor man's friend.
That's why I like Roosevelt.
Poor man's friend.
That's why I like Roosevelt.
Poor man's friend.
Good God Almighty, that's
the poor man's friend.
Good God Almighty, that's
the poor man's friend.
Tell me why you like Lester B.
Poor man's friend.
Tell me why you like Lester B.
Poor man's friend.
Tell me why you like Lester B.
Poor man's friend.
Good God Almighty, that's
the poor man's friend.
Good God Almighty, that's
the poor man's friend.
Cause in the year of 1967, there's a somewhat younger man. The call to bloody glory came, and I would not raise my hand. 'Cause I'm baptized by water, so I pass on the one by five. You wanna fight, go on and fight, if that be your desire. But that's why I like Pierre Trudeau.
Poor man's friend.
That's why I like Pierre Trudeau.
Poor man's friend.
That's why I like Pierre Trudeau.
Poor man's friend.
Good God Almighty, that's
the poor man's friend.
Good God Almighty, that's
the poor man's friend.
That is the
poor man's friend.
I want to grow up to be a politician and take over this beautiful land. I want to grow up to be a politician and be the old U.S. of A's number one man. I'll always be tough, but I'll never be scary. I want to shoot guns or butter my bread. I'll work in the towns or conservate the prairies. And you can believe the future's ahead. I'll give the young the right to vote as soon as they mature. But spare the rod and spoil the child to help them feel secure. And if I win election day, I might give you a job. I'll sign a bill to help the board to show I'm not a snob. I'll open my door, I'm charging no admission. And if you can be sure, I'll give you my hand. I want to grow up to be a politician and take over. Land. Yeah, I'll make you glad you got me in with everything I do. And I'll defend until the end the old red, white, and blue. I want to grow up to be a politician.
His face was round and reddish, and his hair was slightly curled. He didn't look too different from the others I had seen. Who'd have thought he was the answer to the nation's dream? At first he didn't seem to be intelligent at all. Each time he'd start to walk about, he'd stumble and he'd fall. My first impression was to be a most mistaken thought. Lord Almighty, what's this little hairy monkey wrote? Because I witnessed his departure from his mother's womb, I felt inclined to check his progress every afternoon. One day the keeper of the zoo called in the live TV. Frankly said, I think you'll be amazed at what you see. The monkey walked and talked and waved his arms about his head. In the corner was the stack of books that he had read. An educated monkey set the papers across the land. It was more than weary sociologists could stand. Oh, his fame was universal. He was on the Carson Show. People talked about him kindly everywhere he'd go. His insight was amazing. His philosophy was fair. He became a politician, welcome everywhere. His wit was not to be compared with any mind intact. He'd lace a phrase with irony and blend it all with fact. Conservatives applauded and the liberals were entranced. The bigots and the integrationists were in his camp. Nobody dared to meet him in an open press debate. He was nominated by the folks from every state. Yes, a monkey was the president, though maybe not the first. And there was peace and harmony throughout the universe. The dream I had last night has been related as it came. As for interpretation, well, it's really very plain. Would you rather have a monkey up in Washington, D.C.? Or have those people making monkeys out of you and me?
go to see the country music stars. That's what we come to Nashville for. No one comes around to play the pinball machine. Nobody eats at line balls anymore. Now the Opry's gone and the streets are bare. Ernest Tubbs' record shop is dark. And the drunks are gone from the merchant's hotel. Everybody's gone to the park. Drinking coffee until 4. Shoney is closed at 9 o'clock. There's nothing left to do. Nobody eats at line balls anymore. Now the Opry's gone and the streets are bare. Ernest Tubbs' record shop is dark. And the drunks are gone from the merchant's hotel. Everybody's gone to the park. Won't no one hear the phone ring? Is Benny Martin there? Or watch to see who comes in through the door? Except a few that come around again to use the parking lot. Nobody eats at line balls anymore. Now the Opry's gone and the streets are bare. Tubbs' record shop is dark. And the drunks are gone from the merchant's hotel. Everybody's gone to the park. Somewhere in the suburbs the Opry plays tonight. But the people come around to take the rides. Park shuts up at bedtime, there's nowhere else to go. Nobody eats at line balls anymore. Now the Opry's gone and the streets are bare. Ernest Tubbs' record shop is dark. And the drunks are gone from the merchant's hotel. Everybody's gone to the park.
Rural Bill in the White House, he's doing his best. He's in the graveyard, he's taking his rest. He is gone a long time. Hush up, little children, now don't you fret. You draw a pension at your papa's death from Buffalo to Washington. Roosevelt in the White House, taking out the silver cup. He lives in the graveyard, he never wakes up. He is gone a long old time. Ain't one thing that grieves my mind. That is to God leave my poor wife behind. I'm gone a long old time. Look here, little children, where'd you drift? You draw a painting at your papa's death from Buffalo. Standing at the station, just looking at the time. See if I could run it by half past nine from Buffalo to Washington. A thousand miles from 8 o'clock to 9 from Buffalo to Washington. Johnny come the train, she coming down the line. Throwing him a station, Mr. McKinley, the dime. It's hard time, hard time. Shot my husband at Ivor Johnson gun. Get mad to Washington. Dropped on the horse, he tore down his mane. Said to that horse, you've got to outrun this train from Buffalo to Washington. Dropped the train to Randy, checked off his specs. Said, Mr. McKinley, it's better passing your checks. You're bound to die, bound to die.
All right, that was our President's Day set, White House Blues, Charlie Poole. Before that, Nobody Eats at Line Baugh's Anymore. That was John Hartford. The Monkey That Became President, Tom T. Hall. I Want to Grow Up and Be a Politician, The Byrds. And That's Why I Like Roosevelt, Jesse Winchester.
This is Folk Espresso. We'll be here until 7 a.m., at which time the news comes in. That was Moggy over there. This is Henry over here. We're normally on the second and fourth Fridays of the month, but Bill Merlin had to step away for the day. We got a short housekeeping announcement. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
KBOO has an immediate opening available for a 10-hour per week part-time office assistant. The position is available to Portland Community College students who have federal work-study award and skills in office administration. To apply for this position, please email your resume with a brief letter of interest to membership@kboo.org. If you would like more information about the position, email or call 503-231-8032, extension 207. Position will remain open until filled.
da-la, tra-ma, tra-la-la.
Professor Longhair, Tipitina. And before that, Lonnie Johnson, Woke Up with the Blues in My Fingers.
And he certainly did. Boy, that was,
that was wonderful. That was just great. So anyway, we've got a few calendar items here. First of which is Henry and I will be back here. Just a minute. I did have that right in front of me on the 24th. That's this upcoming Friday.
Friday.
Or Dawn Breakers Breakdown. Saturday, it's 20.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
yeah. I have something else. Also on the 24th at Duff's Garage, which is Southeast 7th and Market, is going to be Lisa and her kin playing down there. And those shows start usually 8:39 p.m.
Oh, it's on the 24th?
Yes.
Okay. The 23rd, it'll be Ida Viper there doing bluegrass at Duff's Garage. And Carolyn Caruso, she'll be playing at Coffee Cottage in Newburgh. Hammer Dulcimer, singer-songwriter. The 25th, Beltane's going to be at Yola's at 10 till 1 at Yola's on 65th and Foster. And that night, there'll be a PCDC dance. Laura Mae Smith calling, George Pink, Sue Songer, and Clyde Curley will be doing the music, and that'll be at Fulton Park Community Center. Also, February 25th, Lorna Miller's Little Kids Jamboree. You might check that out if you've got some little kids. It's at Mississippi Pizza, $5. Oh, I'm sorry. And
the little kids just kind of play along, and it's just
wonderful.
It's a great time.
It's just wonderful. She brings the instruments, and there are enough people that keep showing up that they know what to do. It's just amazing. On the 26th, on Sunday, Mike Danner,
extraordinarian.
Vocals. He'll be at the Starry Rose. Boy, we like Mike. On the 26th, the Waybacks and the Mammals at, did you get tickets yet? At Aladdin Theater. That'll be at 8:30.
You talking to me?
Yeah, I was talking to you.
No.
On the 26th, David Greer is going to be at Vic's Guitar Cave in Forest Grove. That's at 4 p.m. for a clinic and 6 p.m. for a show, 503-357-2787. And then Friday, March 3rd, Lorna Miller's going to be at Haven doing country blues, folk originals, and old western tunes. She'll be there from 7:30 to 9:30. We're glad to see some music back at Haven.
And you forgot Mary Gouache, didn't you?
Mary Gouache. Mary Gouache. God, Henry.
Oh, was it Gaucher?
Mary Gaucher. I forgot all about that. Yeah, she's going to be at the White Eagle. That'll be on the 28th at 9 p.m. I don't know why my eye passed that right over. We're looking forward to that.
Indeed we are. She's great if you get a chance to check her out.
You going to play any of her today?
I'm not sure. Okay. We may not get to her. Also, for those of you who are bemoaning the demise of Shorty and the Mustangs, have no fear. They're coming back. Shorty and the Mustangs and Los Cowtones are going to be doing a Bob Wills birthday show at Duff's Garage on Friday, March 10th. So start picking up them pop bottles. It's not going to be, I don't know what the whack is to get in, but it'll be a good show. Shorty and the Mustangs are back. As mentioned, this is President's Day, and I'd like to read a short quotation on President's Day and then go into one of the most famous presidents in the history of the world, Brother Ceausescu. From the tenor of this song, I imagine that this guy doing it was not a voter. My son, fear Lord God and grow rich in spirit, but have nothing to do with men of rank. They bring catastrophe without warning. Who knows what ruin such men may cause? That's out of Proverbs, and this is the next cut.
Ceaușescu Nicolae neartă, în văpaie neartă, în văpaie. Și la urmă și lumea, și la urmă și lumina. Măi, când de lea ploaie și vânt,
treat us women like you do. Ooh, la, da, 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 da. I'll make you miserable. Treat us women like you do. Da, 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 da. I don't want no man that I got to give my money to. Ooh, la, da, da, da. Call me a leather, never nothing but a no. Ooh, la, da, 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 da. Call me a leather, never nothing but a no. Go right back and told him, man, I ain't no Billy Goat. Give my man everything from a diamond ring on down. Give my man everything from a diamond ring on down. Next thing I'm gonna give him 6 feet in the cold, cold ground. You can never tell what an old, old man can do. Never tell what an old, old man can do. Keep your eyes open, girl, cause he'll put that thing on you. Cause you even got a papa, ain't no single that you can't be at. Cause you even got a papa, ain't no single that you can't be at. just put this thing on you, baby. Gonna be just too doggone there. Mighty hard for you women to keep a real good man nowadays. Mighty hard for you women to keep a real good man nowadays. Any little young chippy gal got so many doggone different ways. Ain't no one did more for you than the good Lord ever thought. Did more for you than the good Lord ever done. Put clothes on your back. You know darn well you wasn't born right now.
Thank you. burning, feed your lamb, trimmed and burning. Will you see what the Lord has done? Tell me why.
That was the Bad Livers, Keep Your Lamp Trimmed and Burning. Before that, we heard a bit from the Oxymorons. That's Clyde Curley, Creighton Lindsay, and Joel Bernstein. We started out with Run, Nygaard, Run, and Nixon's Farewell, and then some Billy in the Lowground and Meg Gray. Before that, Gladys Bentley, Worried Blues, and that first one, I'm sorry about the pronunciation here, but it's a cut from it's from the film Lacho Drome, Balada Conducatoriale. Anyway, that's just like close enough.
And then when that CD skipped, I heard I smelt a whiff of sulfur in the air. I think Troicescu came back and did it to us. Anyway, this is Folk Espresso. We'll be here until 7 o'clock, at which time the news takes over. From 7 to 7.30, then we got more talk radio, the Old Mole Variety Hour, Health Watch, Earth Watch, Democracy Now!, and then at noon, Hillbilly Noontime Jamboree with, I think, Retta Christie's on today, and we got a little housekeeping here to do, and we'll be back with more music. Stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio has an immediate opening for an interim membership coordinator. This is a temporary position lasting for a period of 90 days. The position will be responsible for the oversight of the membership drive and various other duties. For a complete job announcement, please visit our site online at www.kboo.fm. The position closes Friday, February 24th at 5 p.m.
A great Philadelphia lawyer.
I'm your husband, and we can get married tonight. While Bill was a gun-toting cowboy, 10 notches were carved in his gun. And all the boys around Reno left Wild Bill's maiden alone. Was returning from riding the range in the cold. He dreamed of his Hollywood sweetheart. Her love was as lasting as gold. As he drew near her window, a shadow he saw on the shade. It was the great Philadelphia lawyer, making love to Bill's Hollywood maid. The night was as still as the desert, the moon hanging high overhead. Bill listened a while to the lawyer. He could hear every word that he said. Your hands are so pretty and lovely, your form so rare and divine. Come go with me to the city and leave this wild cowboy behind.
Hey! Not back in old Pennsylvania, among those beautiful pines, there's one less Philadelphia lawyer.
Only a tramp was last that day. He lay down by the rich man's gate. He begged for some crumbs from the rich man to eat, but they left him to die like a tramp on the street. Jesus, he died on Calvary's field, gave his life blood for you and for me. They pierced his side, Lord, his hands and his feet, and they left him to die like a tramp on the street. He was some mother's darling, he was some mother's son. Once he was fair and once he was young, then some mother rocked him, little darling, to sleep, and left him to die like a tramp on the street. If Jesus should come and knock on your door, would you let him come in and take from your store? Would you turn him away with Would you leave him to die like a tramp on the street? He was Mary's own darling. He was God's chosen son. Once he was fair, once he was young. Then Mary, she robbed him, little darling, to sleep. And she left him to die like a tramp on the street. Only a tramp was Lazarus that day. He lay down by the rich man's gate, begged for some crumbs from the rich man to eat. But they left him to die like a tramp on the street.
All right, that was Jack Elliott with The Tramp on the Street. And before that, we heard the Maddox Brothers and Rose, Great Philadelphia Lawyer.
Love that laugh. Yeah. Anyway, this has been Folk Espresso. That was Moggy over there. And
Henry over there.
And we've enjoyed it. Bill Merlin's be back next time. And Jonathan will be back next week. He popped by today. And we're getting ready for the news and all the rest of the stuff here on KBOO. This is President's Day, so some of you don't have to work. Some of you have to work twice as hard because of the folks that don't have to work. And the weather is whatever it is, I guess.
Well, it looks like it's still cold. Looks like people are coming in all bundled up.
All bundled up. So anyway, thanks for listening. We'll be back this Friday with our own show, but we're going to go out with Midnight on the Water with Ralph Blizzard. Stay tuned.